This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great month, in fact. It is the very beginning of February, and what an eventful beginning it is. Today at the White House, the President of the United States will apparently meet with 10 Republican senators who want to help scale back the $1.9 trillion in emergency aid the president wants to devote to COVID-19. You might ask, well, wait a minute, didn't we just have a COVID-19 relief bill for $900 billion for almost $1 trillion? Well, yeah, we did, and that's the entire point. We will talk about that meeting and whether anything good can come of it. We'll also talk about those who long to see an end to the Biden administration already. And is Donald Trump the man to deliver it? We'll be speaking with Bill O'Reilly, longtime friend of former President Trump. Bill O'Reilly speculating on whether or not Donald Trump can and will attempt to make a comeback. There's also breaking news about his impeachment defense, which apparently has caused a bunch of his lawyers to resign. Why? Because he wants the issue in the impeachment vote, which is coming up at some time. It's 8 days from today. They're going to begin the impeachment proceedings, the trial in the Senate. Apparently, President Trump wants to take the position that he wasn't inciting a riot. He was trying to defend democracy because he believes that he actually won the election and that it was stolen from him. Is that still a viable issue? And what about the issue of expelling a U.S. Congresswoman, Marjorie Taylor Greene, or even a mayor of a town in Washington because they believe in the QAnon conspiracy theory? We will get to all of that, plus a demographer who says that we did not experience a baby boom as people expected during the coronavirus pandemic. No, it was a baby bust. And in that context, let me say that that hasn't been true for our family. We welcomed on Friday, right in between the radio show and the beginning of Sabbath, our new grandson. He's going to be David Medved. And after my late father, which is a wonderful thing, he's eating like a champ. His older sisters, who are 4 and 2, are extraordinarily fascinated with him. They've never seen such a lifelike doll. And they're actually being nice and big sisters. But this is some personal good news that I couldn't resist. And to our wonderful daughter-in-law, Rochelle, who when she is not busy with a newborn, is the best nurse out there. Mazel tov, this is just so wonderful and enriches all of our lives. All right, having let that news out with approval from the happy family, all aspects of the happy family, there's a group of people who are much less happy elsewhere in the state of Washington, elsewhere in the Seattle area, in the state capital, which is Olympia, Washington. There was basically an armed takeover of a hotel by homeless activists, who occupied the hotel. And then it took a major police deployment to get them out. What is the whole story? Well, the whole story is very important because it comes to tell us that, you know what? Despite the fact that there's been a great deal of attention and publicity at extreme right-wing violent fringe groups, there are still extreme right-wing violent left-wing fringe groups. And those are some of the groups that were responsible for this violent takeover and this confrontation with police. I feel so sorry for them having to deal with this. The homeless activists in Olympia described in a report from yesterday on Como News. Listen.
More than 100 members of law enforcement from agencies across Thurston County inside and surrounding the Red Lion after a mob of 40 people dressed in black took over the hotel.
Many of the people were carrying batons and bats, and a couple reportedly had large knives on them in sheaths, and reportedly one was wielding an axe.
Police say the group called Only Housing Now, a homeless activist group, rented 17 rooms in the hotel, refused to leave, then made demands on the city and county. This woman's mother works at the hotel and spent much of the day scared and fearful as she hid inside.
The regular guests that have been here have been stuck in their rooms all day, and then the employees have been locked in the basement all day.
Okay, they say, and various press accounts, the Only Housing Now, OHN group, which appears to be based upon the uniforms and the ideology connected with the awful and wretched Antifa operation. These people said that they rented 17 rooms. It sounds like, according to some of the material that is available locally, they didn't. They rented one room, and they got 33 people, homeless people, into that one room, and then took over some other rooms. More from how this entire event began from Como News. Listen.
Police say 40 rooms had been rented to guests who saw this terrifying crime unfold. And tonight, police are still trying to secure the hotel.
We have two SWAT teams inside of that building going room to room
to make sure everyone is safe and that those who caused this are out of the property.
She said that there was people hiding in the stairways and stuff like that.
So tonight, many here are just desperate for this to end.
Okay, aren't you desperate for the whole thing to end? This whole idea that people think they are being righteous and they are attacking a hotel and occupying it and making demands? A CNN reports that police cleared out a downtown Olympia, Washington hotel after a homeless activist group allegedly forcibly occupied the establishment Sunday to shelter unhoused people. At least 7 people were taken into custody. And hotel employees were trapped in the hotel's basement for more than 6 hours, according to city statements. Guests in about 40 rooms sheltered in place while police cleared the hotel. People inside the hotel began calling 911 around 11 a.m. local time. Yeah, that's on Sunday. And to report a group was attempting to forcibly take over the hotel. Police also received reports hotel employees felt under threat from a group and that an employee was illegally and allegedly assaulted, the city said. Olympia Police Lieutenant Paul Lauer said that one of the people who entered the hotel was wielding a hatchet, adding that others reportedly carried batons and knives. According to police estimates, there were about 45 members of the group inside and outside the hotel. That included the armed activists and the homeless individuals themselves. The group in question is, quote, a coalition of Olympia residents working to end homelessness. Oh, this is a way I'll do it. And supports direct action to accomplish its goals, according to a news release. Now, Olympia being a nice liberal city, etc., and the state capital, they, of course, arrived with social workers to find alternate housing for the homeless people who had occupied the hotel for a few hours. The question here becomes, does any of this make sense? In another city in the state of Washington, there was also wild controversy because of clearing out a homeless encampment from City Hall. You can't make this stuff up. I wish it was made up. We will give you that. We'll also be speaking to Bill O'Reilly coming up later on The MedVet Show.
was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again. And I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved show, there is some good news, believe it or not, about the economy and not just the market, which a little while ago at least was up sharply today. But we will get to that good news in a moment. I want to finish on this local Seattle area homeless issue, which is such a nightmare. Police and city crews were involved in Bellingham, Washington, in, quote, ousting residents of the downtown homeless protest site. and they demolished what was left of the encampment. Some 50 to 100 protesters built a makeshift barricade of pallets Thursday to prevent police and workers from entering what they call Camp 210. It's on the lawns of Bellingham City Hall and the Bellingham Public Library. Another group of volunteers hired trucks and helped to move the campers' belongings. Now, by the way, for those who don't know, who are unfamiliar with Bellingham, it's a particularly beautiful city. It is, and it's a small city. It's a city of about 50,000, I believe. And if you've been there to the public library or city hall, these are beautiful public spaces. I can't imagine having 100 homeless campers out in front of City Hall in Bellingham. For one thing, I don't know this, but I would be very, very surprised if most of those people who are camping there are from Bellingham. It's a completely nonsensical, awful situation. And now the campers have been moved away and they've arrived in different neighborhoods, and that's not happy. When did we ever adopt this idea that you have a right to camp in public spaces? You have a right to camp in parks. The Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, reports that he saw finally, some individuals who are clearing away some of the homeless encampments along the I-5, the major corridor in all the Northwest. But the fact is that the more we reward homeless people, the more you give them stuff, the more you make it easy for them to continue living this way, the more we're going to get. Which is why virtually every homeless program has been a bust. There was a piece in the Seattle Times, and it was a good piece, by Tim Burgess, who's a former member of the city council. He's actually a former acting mayor. And at least he's talking about the need to clear away the homeless encampments. And the idea that they should be sustained and approved of in the midst of a pandemic. I'm sure they're all wearing masks and they're washing their hands many times a day and very thoroughly and social distancing and, of course, wearing masks. Yeah, right. We do have good news on the economy. And this report in the Wall Street Journal just moments ago, the U.S. economy is expected to expand more rapidly in 2021 than officials projected back in July of last year. But it will still take several years for output to reach its full potential and for the number of employed workers to return to the pre-pandemic peak, according to new economic projections that were just released. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, said it expects gross domestic product, the broadest measure of economic output, will return to pre-pandemic level by the middle of this year, thanks in part to a surge of relief spending Congress authorized in 2020. Now, you may think, oh, that's contradictory, but see, employment doesn't always follow an expansion of gross domestic product. Part of that gross domestic product, the expansion, means people getting higher wages, which is a good thing. Gross domestic product is expected to grow 3.7% in the fourth quarter of 2021. That's compared with a year earlier, and to expand 2.4% all through 2022. What that means is a hot economy toward the end of this year, and then going into next year, cooling down somewhat to more what has been a typical economic pace since the end of the Great Recession. Growth will average 2.6% a year through 2025, the CBO said. How do they know? That's their guess. Roughly a $900 billion relief bill that was enacted in December, that's right, that was still under President Trump, that will add 1.5% to the level of GDP this year and next. So they're counting that in the projection. The latest projections will be closely watched by lawmakers, weighing how much additional government support the U.S. economy may need as it recovers from the coronavirus pandemic and its economic impact. Now, this goes to the story of the GOP senators, and there are 10 of them, led by Susan Collins, who are going to meet with President Biden today. And look, I think it's a good thing, because there is no question that the reaction of most of the GOP senators, I think, is sane, and it's correct, which is that we just did a $900 billion relief package. There's still some $90 billion of that that is unaccounted for or has not been spent yet, or they can still find and spend. The idea of doing $1.9 trillion now, when the economy does appear to be recovering, again, spending the money, and this is what a number of the Republican senators are saying, who are going to meet with the president, spending the money on things like vaccinations, on more COVID testing, on even extended unemployment, though the Republicans want the unemployment to remain at $300 per week supplemental, not raised up to $400 as President Biden wants. And they also want to take out some of the Bernie Sanders goodies that have been put into the Biden relief package of $1.9 trillion. The Democrats, many of them are saying that Biden shouldn't negotiate anything, not negotiate anything away from this package at all, but should insist that they not repeat the what they consider to be the mistakes of 2009, when Democrats came in last time with control of the House and the Senate and the presidency. And then in 2009, they did this gigantic Barack Obama relief package. That was a rescue plan. And that stimulus plan was $864 billion. But they initially had wanted much more. And they believe that the excuse, the reason it didn't work as well as it was supposed to, and it didn't, was because they hadn't spent enough. So, look, at least they're negotiating. And if they can get any reduction at all in the extent to which this puts us in dire debt, that would be a good thing. So what about the baby bust? We'll talk about that coming up on the MedVet Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We don't know how much is still out there. That's just the weirdest thing.
Former National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow speaking there on Fox News regarding more stimulus plans and the $1.9 trillion stimulus plan proposed by the Biden administration. Kudlow continues.
You're piling stuff on. It looks a lot like a Democratic wish list. You know, all this government spending is ultimately a tax on the economy. It ultimately contributes to more regulations on the economy.
Regarding Biden's $1.9 trillion plan, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president is willing to work with both sides of the aisle.
The president has been clear since long before he came into office that he's open to engaging with both Democrats and Republicans in Congress about their ideas.
USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Concerning the Biden plan for the coronavirus relief package, the Biden plan would authorize another $1,400 per person to bring it up to the $2,000 level that President Trump was talking about when he was still in office. And that extra $1,400 would come in addition to the $600 that many of you have received. I suspect most of you have already received the $600 per person. The Republicans want to change that, and they want to also change the eligibility for people to get the $1,400. They would lower the amount of money in their plan, and they would also lower the eligibility, which particularly makes sense. The eligibility would be lowered to $100,000 per couple, and it would be $1,000 that you'd get instead of $1,400. In other words, if you are a couple and you're earning below $100,000 combined income, then you'd be eligible for $2,000 for the couple, plus money for each child, and it would be $2,000 instead of $2,800. Now, all of this says, why are they quibbling about dollars here and a few hundred dollars there? Well, because it adds up to be literally hundreds of billions and added to a deficit which is already breaking records. They sent a letter, the 10 Republican senators, and the 10 Republican senators are a lot of people who you could describe more as the pragmatist caucus in the Senate, people who are, in fact, they have a problem solvers caucus in the House, and this is people who are allied with that by and large. They include Senator Susan Collins, who's the leader of the group, Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, who has announced his retirement, Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Mitt Romney of Utah, Todd Young of Indiana, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Jerry Moran of Kansas, and three more, Mike Rounds of South Dakota, Tom Tillis, who just got reelected in North Carolina. And all of these senators do not expect that Joe Biden is going to say, okay, you're right, we will get away with spending one-third as much. But I do think that they hope that in order to get the 10 extra votes, and that's very, very important because that would give them 60 votes. That would mean they don't have to do reconciliation. They don't have to overcome a filibuster. They could do this through regular order. And it would be a very big test about whether President Biden actually wants the unity that he talked about with so much praise in his inaugural address. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The ongoing problem with coronavirus and its damage to the economy is only going to get worse because of a demographic surprise. A lot of people, there are a great many experts, and we covered this on the air, believed that because of the pandemic and the lockdown and people being locked in place and spending more time at home and working from home or being unemployed, that there would be an increase in the birth rate, that there would be a whole series of baby boom babies that would come out of the pandemic. Philip Cohen, who's a sociologist at the University of Maryland, has just done a study, and the pandemic has actually led to a sharp decrease in birth rates, a baby bust rather than a baby boom. He says, whenever there are uncertainties or insecurity, it's hard to make long-term commitments. And when having children is within your control, it's the kind of thing that you can postpone or put off when the time isn't right. And of course, by in your control, he's referring to the availability of birth control, which is still there. Or it may be that this is reflected usually when people are suffering from episodes of depression, insecurity, sadness. And yeah, that doesn't lend itself to the most productive romance imaginable. Preliminary month-to-month data shows birth rates declined between 5% to 8% in the second half of 2020 compared to 2019. The data are starting to reflect people changing their minds about having kids around March of 2020. And Professor Cohen expects the decline will continue. The reasons behind the 20th century baby boom are more complicated than soldiers just coming home from the war and starting families, Cohen says. After World War II, people had a lot of faith, a lot of confidence that the coming era would bring prosperity. Even before the pandemic, the United States has never fully recovered from the decline in birth rate that followed the Great Recession from 2007 to 2009. Now, Professor Cohen says people who have children are perplexed by the notion that anyone would try to get pregnant during such a difficult time for parents, especially those with young kids. And then they point out the fact that there are a lot of daycare centers, a lot of childcare and preschools that were closed for a time. People are forced to work at home if they still have jobs at all. It's a challenge to work at home with little kids. And those who can't work at home have either lost their jobs or they're scrambling to find that childcare. Now, why does all of this have an economic impact? Because there are two reasons. One is, obviously, an expanding economy requires both more workers and it requires more customers. And if you have a shrinking population, it's never a good thing for an economy or for an economic revival. And then the other problem with all of this is obviously just basically growth. And the alternative, of course, to having a growing population, to having babies, is people coming from elsewhere. In other words, immigration. And with immigration such a hot-button issue, especially coping with some of the immigrants who have already arrived in this country, that's a very, very great complication. The idea of a baby bust, well, this also goes to another issue of great controversy right now, which is baby boomers seem to be uniquely fascinated with conspiracy theories. And I don't know if baby boomers really are more at fault with conspiracy theories than our millennials, because apparently a lot of the QAnon conspiracy theory that has generated so much controversy is particularly popular among millennials. There were pieces in both the Associated Press and the New York Times about now organized operations trying to help people escape from the clutches of QAnon. QAnon is that conspiracy theory that believed that President Trump was a messianic figure who was going to conduct a storm and break the grip of a secret, all-powerful cabal of Satan-worshipping, blood-drinking, child-trafficking bad guys. Now, that hasn't happened, and President Trump is no longer president. So what happens to QAnon, and what happens to QAnon's representatives, plural, in Congress? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVet.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
On the Michael Medved Show, okay, we've already talked about Olympia, which is a small city. It's a population of, 30,000, 40,000. We've talked a little bit about Bellingham, another small city in Washington, and there's a third small city in Washington that's got trouble of a different sort, this one not involving homeless people, at least not to my knowledge. But Squim, Washington, which is out on the Olympic Peninsula, and this one I checked on, it's only 7,000 people who live in Squim. But there's a front page controversy, front page in Seattle newspapers, about, Seattle newspaper singular, there's really only the Seattle Times. Okay, the mayor of Squim has apparently become a very enthusiastic promoter of QAnon. And this is nuts, and it goes to some concern. It says that the mayor of Squim, whose name is William Armacost, had been chosen by the city council as mayor. It was one of those things where you don't run for mayor, you get to be on the city council. He hadn't even run for city council. He'd been appointed to the city council. Okay. But a year ago, last summer, not quite, in a Coffee with the Mayor chat broadcast on local radio, he declared that QAnon was a truth movement, and he encouraged listeners, of who I'm sure were in the hundreds, to watch a YouTube special with a specific QAnon conspiracy advanced, and it says, just as you would expect, for this, quote, truth movement, the video, the Seattle Times report, subsequently taken down by YouTube, but still available widely on the Internet, is anti-historic, anti-Semitic, and anti-intellectual. It is promises a, quote, war of biblical proportions to rid the world of an evil global conspiracy run by an elite class riddled with pedophiles, a cabal that is presented as the cause of everything bad in the world, including crime, war, homelessness, and poverty. It tries to convince viewers with more baseless charges that every U.S. president since Ronald Reagan has been a, quote, deep state criminal, and that a secret group of good guys in the military is still working to save the world with Donald Trump as their great leader. Okay, there are pushes for the mayor to resign, for him to be driven out of office, for at least to apologize. He hasn't. He has said that he runs a juice company. He has been in trouble with his juice company. He runs Juice Plus, was formerly cautioned by the Federal Trade Commission in June of last year for false advertising claiming that its products could prevent COVID-19. Okay, this is probably a peculiar choice for mayor, and in the city of Sequim, where it went heavily, I mean decisively, not for Trump, but for Joe Biden, the idea of having somebody in power who's a QAnon believer is probably disturbing. But that brings me to the same response, I think, that you have for Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't think you can expel, remove, drive someone out of office based upon an opinion that they hold, no matter how hateful that opinion is. Do I think it's appropriate to expel her, Marjorie Taylor Greene? Now, who's Marjorie Taylor Greene? She's the newly elected. They often are referring to her now, at least when they're trying to be witty, as Marjorie Taylor Greene, R QAnon, because she doesn't really represent her district in Georgia. She represents various conspiracy theories. The latest that they found her supporting as recently as 2018 was the idea that Hillary Clinton assassinated John F. Kennedy Jr. No, John F. Kennedy Jr. She arranged to have his plane crash so he wouldn't run against her for U.S. Senate when she was running for U.S. Senate in New York State all those years ago. Look, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a kook. She's awful. She is a scandal. She is a shame. She is a disgrace. She says, I will not back down. I will not retreat. She has never retreated from her QAnon beliefs. She's never retreated from her belief that Jewish bankers in outer space caused the wildfires in California. She has inspired every kind of embarrassment for Republicans in the House. She has also identified and retweeted things that say that some of the Democrats should be murdered, including someone she works with every day as a member of the House, Nancy Pelosi. She agreed with and liked the sentiment that said the only solution for Nancy Pelosi was a bullet in her brain. Now, I can understand there are 50 Democrats who have signed on to a petition to expel her from the House. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it should happen. But what should happen, and probably will, is that Kevin McCarthy will get the message that he has to do the same thing to Marjorie Taylor Greene that he did to Steve King. Steve King was the representative from Iowa who had spoken warmly and defensively and appreciatively of white supremacy, the idea of white supremacy. And that was one of a whole series of racially charged statements he had made. So they didn't expel him from the House, but the Republicans did take away his committee assignments, and then eventually he was voted out. He lost a primary in his Republican district in Iowa, which is now represented by somebody sane. Could the same thing happen to Marjorie Taylor Greene? Well, yeah, but the whole drive to expel her probably makes her look like some kind of heroine, at least to some people. The real problem that we have right now is when you read about these efforts, which apparently are attracting literally thousands of people, because since President Trump did lose the election and he did step down from office and he didn't succeed in executing Bill Gates and Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden and Barack Obama and all the people he's supposed to execute because they were involved with drinking blood and trafficking in children and doing horrible things and worshiping Satan, because none of that happened. And no, President Trump didn't expose those people at the last minute or somehow pull off some miracle so he stayed in office despite losing the election. A lot of people are saying, hey, you know what? The QAnon slogan, trust in the plan, may not be the best slogan around. And when you read these descriptions of some of these efforts, that to help people out of deep, deep involvement with QAnon, it emphasizes a point that I've been making on the air for 25 years. I mean, since I've been on the air. And which is the point that when you embrace conspiracy theories, you not only damage our public discourse, you not only damage the political situation in the United States, but you ruin your life. Because you're believing in stuff that is nonsense. No, the Parkland shootings were not a fake. It wasn't staged. It wasn't a false flag operation. And that's something else Marjorie Taylor Greene believes. She also believes that Newtown, Connecticut, the Sandy Hook Elementary School, that those weren't real children who were killed. Those children were fakes, that this was an entire fake. They didn't die. This is so wounding and so deeply offensive. And frankly, it's not only, makes you look like an idiot to anyone with any seriousness at all, but it's also going to ruin your relationships. I know people, unfortunately, who basically have isolated themselves from any community of sanity because of their belief in these crackpots conspiracy theories. And yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene had also claimed that 9/11 was actually an inside job, and it was a conspiracy, and it was all fraudulent. And remember all that? I'm sure she believes we didn't land on the moon, too. But see, you can't punish someone for holding these ideas, but you sure can not give her a position of honor or responsibility in the House of Representatives and make damn sure she isn't the Republican nominee for Congress in her district next time. In, what is it? It's a year and 10 months from now. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.